Welcome to the Node Dev Center for Microsoft Azure. We're cloud developer advocates here, and if you found this page, you're probably wondering, what does Azure have for Node developers? Well, the great thing is we got a lot of great learning materials. And the first thing I suggest you start with is the Tools button up top. The Tools button will bring you to things like a great editor, VS Code, which is my favorite for coding wicked fast, and then also for deploying to Azure different assets and resources, we've got two ways to go. You can either use an Azure CLI, which is great with the terminal, or we can also use the portal, which is a wonderful user interface for deploying assets just by pointing and clicking. But sometimes we actually want to deploy apps to the cloud. And what do we do there?
That's a great question, John. So when it comes to deploying apps, we want to know, can the platform host my web application or my API? And Azure has something called App Service, and that is for hosting your web application or your API, complete with things like support for cores, which is just point and click to turn on. No goofy server configuration. We've got a quick start right on this page to get you up and running in minutes.
So Angular, React, Vue, Dev, awesome. We can just get up and running. And for those kinds of devs like myself, we might have to build some kind of web API in the back end. Now, what can we do with Azure to make that easier?
Well, Azure has serverless functions, which allow you to dive right into the code and not worry at all about provisioning your web server or about infrastructure. And basically, you can just create a service that will react to HTTP requests, and this is your web API.
That sounds way too easy. And we got quick starts here for that as well, right? Just like
we
app services. You just click on the buttons over here. And then what if we want to actually store our data in the cloud?
Right, we're probably going to need a database. And for that, you got several options. So you got relational options, we got MySQL, Postgres, and of course, SQL Server. If NoSQL is your jam, you got to check out Cosmos DB. You can access it with the Mongo API, even the Gremlin, graph all these cool things, and point-and-click replication, and single-digit millisecond response times anywhere in the world. It's amazing.
And now for something just a little different. What if you've been wanting to get into things like facial recognition or other kinds of AI or ML or machine learning? What have we got there?
It is the future.
Oh, yeah. We can use cognitive services, and that will enable you to do speech-to-text. It will enable you to do image recognition or use the Emotion API.
Absolutely. And if you are confused by machine learning like I am, then you got to check out the Machine Learning Studio, which is a visual interface for building machine learning models. And it's crazy easy to use. Even I can do it.
And we've got tutorials for all of these things that we've just been talking about. And then also, one of my favorite topics is I love to build apps with Angular and React. And they have CLIs, which do these build processes. You can't just send it to the cloud directly. But what do?
Correct. So we have several options when it comes to deploying. You can push to GitHub, we'll pull it. You can push to local Git, we can get it from there. You can even push to Dropbox, we can get it from there. And there's also Visual Studio Team Services, which is a continuous integration tool, which will pull your code, build it, and then deploy just your build assets, which is ultimately what we want.
That's like wicked easy to do with things like Angular and React, which I, of course, love, and hope you guys too. There's so much more that you can learn about right here on this webpage. We've got videos, we've got docs, we've got quick starts for things like IoT, for things like containers, security, microservices, so much more. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach directly out to us. I'm John.
I'm Simona.
And I'm Burke.
Thank you all for coming here.